This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives. That I see that we've got one tiny jar of hand sanitizer in here, and I'm thinking that might be our last one, so we're in ration mode now.
Well,
right? We've been in ration mode on everything for a while.
Yeah.
This one in particular?
Well, this one I brought from my house. And I did go to a couple of stores yesterday to check on the sanitizer.
Right.
They are out. That is a fact.
Yeah, that is not breaking news.
No, I know it's not breaking, but like, you know when you hear it.
Yeah, right, you really just think that everybody's lying.
We got to pull Whip out of a funk. He's in a tailspin.
No.
Everything I've made note, like the last four things we brought up, you're like, yeah, nobody cares. Yeah, not big
news. Everyone cares.
Yeah, that's our last one. Yeah, we got to pull him out of his tail.
Well, you know, he's reflecting what everybody else is feeling.
I want you to take a deep breath.
Yeah,
I want you to take a deep breath, and then let me know what will pull you out of your tailspin here in a second. I get it. You're not alone. A lot of people in a very grumpy, negative mood, but this is the last place we need to be doing it.
Yeah, I didn't know I was being grumpy. I was just saying, like, I didn't. No problem. I knew that they're...
Right.
Yeah, the hand sanitizer. There you go. Yeah. I'm going to play that Joe Biden thing again at 6 o'clock, and
perfect.
That'll make me laugh.
Yeah,
that'll
help know how to
that's
cough.
I'm going to play that every time.
I get it. I just want to bring you out of your tailspin.
Gotcha.
I know you're unhappy being here.
No, that's not the case at all. I just...
You got your
everything...
big drink. You're happy over there. You got your big drink going.
Yeah, less cream than usual.
Right.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you just... Or, you know what I mean?
I know.
Things like I said about the touching, I feel like everything I'm like, whoa, wow, did I touch that, et cetera. That's
what I'm saying. You're a little freaked out. I get it. It's understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying I believe it's our last one.
Yeah, I think so.
So we're going to have to ration that carefully. And then I just saw another story that another distillery is making its own hand sanitizer now so that everybody can have some. I keep waiting for all these hand sanitizers to show up on the market, though.
Right,
I keep hearing about it, but I don't see them yet.
Yeah, first it's going to be going to first responders, hospitals, people that really need it, and then we get it.
Exactly.
So it's going to take a while.
The way it should be. Right. Which leads to today's Hey, I Was Wondering question. You can send it to us anytime. You can email us. You can text us, 60123. You can direct message us, anything you want. Hey, Eric, I was wondering, we got into this discussion in my house yesterday. Does hand sanitizer expire? Does hand sanitizer expire? Like if you had an old bottle laying around and you suddenly discovered it and thought, well, we'll just use this now, and you look down and it says that you bought it in 2014. Is that a bad sign?
This came up recently with the Chicago Police Department.
Right.
Maybe a week ago or so, the police union told the city that their stockpile of police hand sanitizer was, I think, from 2012.
Okay.
And I think they did say it has a shelf life, but... Anyway, I guess we'll get some calls. But
I would think the primary ingredient is alcohol.
Yeah.
And alcohol, I would think generally it takes a very long time for that to expire.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
312-233-1019. 312-233-1019. Has anybody heard on this? You're way ahead of us. You already know the answer. What does it say on there?
It's you want to know?
Is it expired? Best if used by, and it was like 2 years ago?
Expire date 12/2019.
Right, and that's the police department ones. They said something similar, like they expired in 2014, but then someone came back and said if you don't open it, then that doesn't apply. I don't know what's true, but this is what they came back and said.
So our last ration bottle of hand sanitizer that we have in here is the expired hand sanitizer.
Well, it just expired. You
we're
it's kind of like milk. You get like one more day
totally
out of it, right?
Fine.
Oh my God.
Totally fine. All right, I think we're going to be able to try to track down an answer here to that question.
Good.
And whether or not hand sanitizer expires, because apparently ours is.
Hi,
Tony.
Yes.
You know anything about this?
I do. My wife works at the hospital, and because we haven't been able to buy any hand sanitizer, she brought some home. And I'm looking at it. It's from Ecolab, and it expires on May of 2021.
Oh, well, you got time.
Yeah, so you're in good time. Yeah. But do we know, the expiration part of it, though, that's just a date. Like, it's still good, right?
Well, we hope so.
Right.
I hope it's not like milk.
Right, yeah. I hope it's not like milk.
Right, there's a little lag time on that milk, but not that much.
Right.
Hey, Nurse Jane.
Hello.
Can you help?
Yeah, same thing. We have an expiration date on it. However, we're supposed to get rid of it if it expires.
Oh,
we cannot have anything past expiration date.
So back to the question, though. Do you think it still works after the expiration date?
Probably, but it probably lessens over time.
All right, so we have to slather ourselves in expired hand sanitizer. That's what it's come to. And you can't even get and a prayer.
Wow. Oh my god.
This has been nothing but a great news 30 minutes for me. Well, I'm enjoying it.
Well, this is good information right now. We need to know.
Yeah.
That's very helpful.
Well, would you like to know what Google has to say?
Sure, I trust Google.
Yeah.
Why would the internet lie to me?
Well, exactly. This is from insider.com. Don't know who the hell they are, but what the heck? Hand sanitizer does expire, usually about 3 years after its manufacture date. It expires because the alcohol content dissolves over time.
Okay.
And once it drops below 60%, it will not be as effective at killing germs.
Oh, man.
Remember that 60% thing? Remember,
because
Tito's vodka said they weren't effective as a hand sanitizer just in its, you know, vodka form because it's not 60%.
Yeah, they are, though. I would like to be on the record, Tito's vodka effective at a lot of other things.
Yeah, no denying that.
Baby making.
Yeah,
they might not sanitize my hand, but enough enough glasses of it, I don't even care if I have hands. That's the upside to it. 312-233-1019. A prominent Chicago steakhouse allegedly is saying, all right, we're selling all our meat. Come get your meat. And then I'm thinking, all right, well, where are you going every single night when you get your takeout? Maybe you've established a pattern, a routine. This
if
is your
works.
Spot. You call up this spot and they're like, oh, hey, it's you. Yeah, we know your order. We'll have it ready in 20 minutes.
Yep.
You don't even have to tell them your order anymore because you're such a consistent customer during all this.
Yeah.
Like, for example, Bill, you're getting all your food. Where?
Chinese, lots of leftovers.
What kind of Chinese? Which spot? Like, what's the name of the joint?
Kowloon.
What is it?
Kowloon.
Kowloon. I don't know. It sounds great.
Yeah,
it does.
Yum. Yeah. Egg rolls.
You're living on what, Tom?
Making a run for the border. Taco Bell.
Living on the Bell.
There
living
you go.
On the Bell. A lot of people are. I'm kind of with Diane on this one. Diane at number three.
Wingstop, they know me by name.
They know you by name. Hey, Diane, over at Wingstop. Diane should be in about 6:30 to pick up her wings today. At number two, Ken, living on what?
The Whistle Cheeseburgers in Oak Lawn.
The Whistle in Oak Lawn.
Okay. All right.
I might like that.
Sounds good.
Huh. Cheeseburgers from The Whistle in Oak Lawn. Haven't been, but I'm open for the idea. And finally, in at number one, you know exactly where to go each and every night, Dennis.
I go to Potillo's down on South Pulaski.
You're bad.
Yep. There it is. Yeah, Potillo's down there in South Pulaski.
Yeah.
It's a primo chronic.
Yeah, some deep dish.
Yeah, well done. Good employers there. Like I heard this morning, Chipotle is offering its employees a 10% raise to continue to work during these difficult times, and they're working long hours and that kind of thing. So
I heard something about Costco also.
Yeah, we're getting that, Bialetta, good employer. Your employer is treating you right. Taylor.
Yeah, I work for Bed Bath & Beyond, and they're giving us an extra $2 an hour.
There you go.
Bam.
Just like that.
Nice.
So you're pleased with that. You're happy with the way your employer is treating you.
Oh, yeah.
For
I think they're a good company.
There you go. And then you get this. Hey, Diana.
Yes.
Employer treating you right.
My husband's employer is Costco, and they're giving him $2 an hour.
There you go.
They're calling it hazard pay?
Yep.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yep, like Whip was just saying. Hey, Matt.
Hey, yeah, I'm also getting hazard pay, but it's 30% of whatever we make hourly.
30% of whatever you make hourly, you get in hazard pay. What do you work?
I work for a pharmaceutical company, and so we're deemed like healthcare essential.
For sure.
Yeah, keep grinding. Come on.
Yeah. And then finally, you want to be treated right? Look what Eric's employer is doing for him. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. I'm calling from Scotland. I've listened to you guys for years.
What?
Oh. My vending machines at work are actually free for us. So
free vending machines.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
You can just shove down one Kit Kat after another.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You see Prince Charles taking a walk, he's quarantining in Scotland right now. Tell him we're wishing him the best.
I will let him know. I will definitely let him know.
Have you seen Chuck around there anywhere?
No, because we're self-quarantining anyway, so
are there still a lot
out
of sheep?
And about.
Are there still a lot of sheep?
On the hillside?
Nah, the sheep, they aren't a lot on
that's
hillsides
more in
any
Wales.
Longer. Yeah, there's plenty of those. We also heard that Meghan Markle is not allowing Harry to come back and visit his father, even though his father has COVID-19. She's like, I'm not letting you anywhere near that guy and bring that back here around us. Have you heard anything about that over there?
I haven't actually heard, to be honest, but that sounds reasonable.
You guys like Megan over there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Americans are more crazy about the Royals than people over here are, to be honest.
That's heard probably
that.
True.
Heard that stuff.
I'm actually from Chicago, but I've lived here for years.
Have you? What is in a Scottish vending machine? What's in there? A lot of mutton?
Standard kind of stuff. I mean, we have some, there are British sweets as well, like candy.
Cadbury.
Probably
a lot
ones
Cadbury.
You wouldn't have heard of. Cadbury, yeah.
Like today, when you get to work on your free vending machine, what are you going to get out of there?
Oh, I'll probably just get a hot chocolate, to be honest.
Oh, very nice. Very nice little hot chocolate. Eric, we appreciate you listening over on the other side of the pond.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks so much. We miss you. Come back when this all clears up.
Yeah.
Hopefully we're all still hanging around.
And bring a sheep.
Yeah. If not, we'll come see you. We found somebody, Whip.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
One.
Okay.
Whip has been very concerned about people running out of toilet paper. Has anybody actually officially run out ever? Anybody listening who? 312-233-1019. Now, this will lead into what I was explaining, the poop challenge.
Oh, yes. Sure will.
It's a big online fun thing for us now. Wow. Poop challenge. Hello, Susanna.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. You ran out?
How are you?
Good.
Good. I did not run out. It was my daughter that ran out. She is a physician assistant in Des Plaines, but lives in Evanston.
Uh-huh.
I live in Valparaiso, so she called me frantically on Saturday that she was out, and I went Saturday.
Frantically,
to
she's all clenched up. Hurry! Hurry!
No time to lose!
Yes, I was telling her, well, maybe all those socks that you've lost will come in handy. You know, the ones that don't have a pair.
Right.
But she said, no, Mom, I really need paper. So guess what? On Monday, I mailed her toilet paper.
Ah,
that's so nice.
You're a good mother. You're a good mother. But up until then, she had to keep going down the street to the mobile with that big, huge key.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, whatever it takes.
I mean, you know, desperate times, desperate measures. Got to do what you got to do. It's a very stressful time.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Clenched up. Sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Looking in your sock drawer going, all right, well, I really don't need that pair. Pass the time, you're entertaining yourself with the gross poop challenge while on coronavirus lockdown that's sweeping the internet. Have you heard about it?
No.
It's the viral prank that many parents are now doing in order to pass the time at home with their kids. It involves various COVIDiots, as they call them.
Yep, we know about them.
Asking their kids to bring them toilet paper while they're in the bathroom. When the little kids come running in, obliging their parents, the parents then smear them with fake poo made from chocolate or peanut butter.
And then they
upload these stunned reactions to social media, all for laughs.
Wow.
Now you're thinking, oh, this is the most disgusting and disturbing thing I've ever heard. You should know, in one of the more disturbing videos, which currently boasts over 14 million views.
Of course it does.
A mom asks her daughter if she's mad after getting punked with fake poo on her arm.
Yeah.
To which the little girl replies, I'm always not mad at you, Mom.
Oh.
While washing her hands.
That's great.
What is that? Poo-poo? Cried one horrified youngster.
Oh, my God.
After his mother wiped the fake poo on his arm in one of the more humiliating Twitter videos of the prank. He then frantically tries to scrub the Pugazi off on a wall while screaming hysterically before alerting his twin brother to steer clear of Mom. She's lost her mind.
Oh, my God.
And it's really just a melted Hershey bar.
Yeah.
If they only knew, they'd be licking it.
This is a problem. This is what it's come to. This is too much time locked in our home.
Yeah.
No doubt.
The poop challenge.
Welcome to Lily's Bake Sale. Today we're offering the red velvet cupcakes that Mrs. Johnson next door called breathtaking. Cash, credit, or online payment accepted.
Just like Lily, ComEd provides multiple payment options.
Need a gluten-free or vegan? Just ask our staff.
I'm not your staff. I'm your brother.
Choose the payment option that works best for you. Auto pay, online, phone, mail, or in person. Visit ComEd.com/pay. ComEd. Powering lives.
One order of gluten-free cupcakes coming right up.
Headline. Pink gives herself a bad haircut while drinking during quarantine.
Okay, maybe one of those at-home clippers.
Oh. Right, so Pink, you know, like many of you, trying to decide, is it okay that I open this bottle of wine at 11:30 in the morning for the seventh straight day in a row?
Going through a lot.
Had a couple of cocktails, you know, and we've been with Pink before, and, you know, the girl likes her whiskey. And had a little bit too much whiskey and decided it was time for a haircut. She gave herself a haircut, and it's Well, it's nothing too pretty. Oh, and, you know, that's what I'm thinking, too. I need a haircut.
I know. What are you going to do?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Right.
I don't have a clue, but that's going to be my first post-pandemic move.
That's a good point.
What's yours? 312-233-1019. When this is all lifted, Kathy, and life returns to normal, your first move is what?
I'm going to TJ Maxx. I need pillows. I need beauty supplies. I need clothes. I'm going to withdraw. I go there twice a week.
Right, you got to stock it up at TJ Maxx. I need my beauty supplies.
Definitely.
And pillows. Your first post-pandemic move is what, Susan?
I am going to Goodwill.
Goodwill. Buying Goodwill. Or dropping off?
Grabbing whatever I can and then taking my husband to the clubhouse to dance.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, a little dancing.
Did you have wine already?
Yeah, and I think
she might open the bottle a little earlier than usual today.
By the way, the Goodwill drop-off, still open right now, although I think the store itself is closed.
Hey, Dave, your first post-pandemic move is what?
Eric, I have to tell you, I'm going to go on the Elmwood Park River Grove Italian restaurant tour. That consists of Johnny's Beef, that Alpine Sub, and Gene and Jude hot dogs. Oh. And I'm doing it all.
That sounds delicious right now.
Dave, save me a seat in the car.
Yeah, you made us speechless on that one, Dave.
Hey, Dr. Matt.
Hello.
First post-pandemic move is what?
I'm going to be a little bit more cautious and make sure that this thing doesn't come back. But we're just going to have all of our friends over at a rooftop party on a roof that we haven't been able to enjoy yet since we just got it done.
Yeah, I'm available.
Yeah.
Right after I get
my
haircut.
Perfect.
Yeah. I'm down for a party.
A rooftop party. Actually, Jenny and I will both be available right after we get it. Jenny, what's your post-pandemic first move? Hi, Jenny.
Jenny.
That was a big setup for you there, Jenny. I can just knock it right out of the park.
She's not available right now. She's opening her wine.
I don't know what she's doing. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Your first post-pandemic move is what?
My significant other, Bill, and I had already booked a vacation to Daytona Beach in Florida in February before all this broke out. So we are still holding on to that vacation and hoping we're going.
Little Daytona Beach with Bill.
But you've been with Bill. Maybe take the girls instead.
Amy and Bill, they can't get enough of each other.
Okay,
that's what people in love do. They stay together. Isn't that interesting? Hey, Sherry.
Hey, how are you, Eric?
Great. Your first post-pandemic move is what?
Well, we were going to go to the Harrington Inn and Spa for our anniversary and have spa and dinner and Outwaters. So as soon as this is over, we're going to celebrate late.
Nice. The Harrington out there in Geneva.
Ah.
Beautiful little spot there. Yeah. You might run into the Karwowskis of the Wayne Karwowskis. I know that Big Karwowski and Mrs. Big Karwowski enjoy a nice Harrington excursion.
They frequent that? Okay.
I know that they're big fans.
I've been skiing there, but never there.
Skiing?
Yeah. You're talking about Lake Geneva?
No, this is Geneva, Illinois.
Yeah, Geneva.
Yeah, it's fairly flat.
It's like by, isn't it by like Iowa almost? What am I thinking of?
Wrong place.
Oh, I'm thinking of Galena.
Oh, yes. Different. Totally different.
Sorry.
You're doing good work. And then finally, your first post-pandemic move. Way to know your audience. Hi, Kathy.
Get my eyebrows wet.
Yes!
Those out of control caterpillars on your face.
What about your mustache?
Little something done. Get the beard fixed up, mustache cleaned up, get all your ear hair pulled.
Oh, man. Wow. So many things you're pointing out on my head.
There is a lot to accomplish when this pandemic wraps up. Time's wasting. You could be sound asleep. Whip, from the moment you wake up in the morning to the moment you slide behind the wheel of your car.
Yes.
How long is it?
I'm going to go with about 25 minutes.
Wow.
Is that a long time?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
17 minutes right here.
All right.
From the moment the alarm goes off to the moment I slide behind the wheel. And that's showered.
Showered.
Done.
Wow.
Dressed.
Holy moly.
Teeth brush holding. 17 minutes.
Oh, okay. You're quick.
Yeah. I'm not losing any sleep.
Right,
you ladies, on the other hand, it's a big mess. Like from the moment you wake up, Violetta, to the moment you slide behind the wheel of your car.
That would be 50 minutes, no shower, because I did it the night before. If I have to put a shower in there, it's an hour 30.
An hour 30?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So the shower is an additional 40 minutes?
Well, because your hair is really wet, and then you have to dry it and style it.
Which would actually justify what you're about to hear. The survey, women lose an average of how many days of sleep per year to make time for their beauty regimen. You ready? 312-233-1019. Sanjay, how many days?
I guess 50 days.
50 days. No, too many. In a 365-day year, if you missed 50 days worth of sleep, whew,
yeah, that's very a beautiful. Lot of Hopefully, you're very beautiful after that.
How many days on average does a woman lose of sleep per year because of her beauty regimen, Jean?
I would say 24.
That's exactly right. You would say correctly.
Okay, that's not ridiculously far away from 50. I mean, it's half. I know, but I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like.
It kind of is.
It wasn't like 3 days.
It's not like two. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I mean,
it's like, you know, Tennessee really isn't that far from Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, it's half.
Well, compared to like if you said, you know, Spain or something. Anyway.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right.
Yeah.
24 days.
Still sounds crazy.
It's almost a month.
That's insane either way. That's what I'm trying to say.
The average woman spends 40 minutes in the morning and 25 minutes in the evening on their beauty routine. 66% of women don't feel like they get enough sleep. 50% of women try to look more awake by wearing concealer.
Yeah.
You do that?
So I put concealer on twice today because the first time I put it on, I was like, still look tired.
Right.
So I put some more white stuff under my eyes.
Whatever it takes. 312-233-1019. Is your partner annoying you? You're not alone. Here's how to tell them. Who cares about that? Let's hear how they're boring you, or I'm sorry, annoying you. What specifically is bugging you about them? Hi there, Cyprian.
Yeah, hi. So me and my girlfriend, we don't live together, but we still see each other during this time.
Right.
So we'll hang out, walk the dog, we'll maybe hang out for 3-4 hours, and then once I get home, she still wants to FaceTime at the end of the day.
Oh, man.
And it's just, yeah. Kind of a clinger, but, you know, I love her, so.
Kind of a clinger, but I love her, so.
Oh, my God.
A little bit of a clinger, but what are you going to do?
She's bored. She doesn't have anything else to do.
Well, she's got friends, hopefully, and if not, then time to get some. I've had 3 or 4 hours of nothing but quality FaceTime with you, actual FaceTime. I don't need Facebook FaceTime in the evening as well.
Yeah, well.
I annoy you. Heather.
My six-year-old, I'm doing one of these, it's a Van Gogh Star Night, like, gem by number things. There's thousands of gems, 38 different colors. He dumps them all into the same box.
Oh, wow. There's no separating those after that.
Now it's time for him to go out on his own.
I spent 3 days doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I spent 3 days doing it.
Yep. Yeah. You know what? I got two words for you. Boarding school. There you go. Time
like
to ship them off. Sorry. I know you're six. Let's go.
Pack your bags, kid.
Hey, Beth, what's specifically bugging you about them?
Well, if the Rona doesn't do him in, I'm going to, because he's working in the basement. I'm working on the first floor. He does two things. The TV's so loud, I can't even sometimes hear my conference calls from the basement.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll call me on my cell phone to bring him food to the basement. So
sounds like he and I would get along well.
Exactly.
Loud TV, calls for food.
Right.
That's my standard day.
The sound bar is like echoing in the whole house. Yep. Why?
You're trying to do your conference call and you're married to me. I got the live PD all jacked up loud.
They're screaming.
Yeah, looking for a sandwich.
Go. Yeah. What do you want to eat? Exactly. Stop bothering me. Just bring it.
Hey, Amanda.
Yes.
What specifically is bugging you?
So I love my kids. I love being home with them. It's amazing.
Right.
But my goodness, they need to stop yelling on the Xbox at their friends.
Aha. Yeah.
Xbox with friends is very big.
Hours and hours and hours of screaming. Can't beat that kind of fun. Could be worse. You could live with Marty. Hi, Marty.
Hello.
What specifically is bugging you about them?
My husband farts all over the house.
All over. I mean, he has crop dusted all over the place. Upstairs, downstairs, basement, garage.
Like, is he doing it on purpose?
No, he just does it, and then he walks by and thinks it's funny.
Right, they just slip out. You can't help it, you know. Can't hold them in.
Better out than in.
Yes, or go in the other room, excuse yourself, and
get really uncomfortable.
It.
Yeah.
It's
I'm at a sandwich!
Yeah.
Oh, can I get a sandwich down here? Earlier this morning, we gave you the option to vote. Do you want a three-story Thursday, or do you want Freaks from Florida? In an overwhelming response, one of the freaks.
Yeah, we need some, like, laughter, maybe.
Well, yeah, I don't know you're going to get laughter, but you're going to roll your eyes in disbelief.
Okay.
Freaks from Florida. Story number one. Florida man busted stealing toilet paper from neighbor's house. That's in Pinellas County, Florida.
Okay, not
although,
a surprise.
You might get that kind of story, like, in Colorado, Nebraska, Oklahoma.
At this point, everywhere.
That might happen.
Yeah.
Out of Parrish, Florida, Florida man gets naked after crashing his car into another vehicle. Nobody really knows why.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Cody Hicks was seen driving erratically when he ran into another vehicle occupied by two females. Hicks exited his vehicle and took off his pants.
Okay.
I don't know. He's from Florida.
He was scared.
It's hot.
Nervous.
A lot of naked stuff in Florida. Naked man arrested during traffic stop with string tied to his dinghy.
What? Nice. Where was it attached to after that?
I don't really know. Oh. I didn't get that far.
Well, I mean,
Auburndale, Florida. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has arrested a man for multiple drug charges and fleeing to elude after failing to stop at an intersection. According to the arrest, they witnessed a silver sedan fail to stop at an intersection. The deputy in a patrol car put his lights on, initiated the stop. The sedan attempted to flee, but shortly after swerved off the road. According to the affidavit, the deputy noticed a partially smoked marijuana joint and a rolled-up dollar bill in the center console, in addition to a man, again, without his pants on and a string tied to his dinghy.
Weird.
All right. Well, it's a freak from Florida, all right.
Florida man in Brevard County arrested for throwing rocks at cars while naked.
Oh, my God. Everybody's
also
naked?
Also naked, okay.
That's three in a row.
Yeah.
Three in a row naked. In Naples, Florida, a wild rainbow-painted house is infuriating the neighbors. Yeah, that's a high ticket area down there in Naples, and they don't want you screwing with their property values with your weird rainbow painted house.
Okay. Everything's quiet and calm down there.
Yeah, the Naples Daily News says the man started seeing a gentleman named Dennis Lieb. I'm sorry, Jeffrey. What's the guy's name? Can't find it.
Who cares?
Just a guy named Jeffrey. Jeffrey Liebman. There you go.
All right, Jeff.
Spray painting his 2,500 square foot house in orange, red, yellow, pink, and purple. Everything was covered from the facade to the windows to the mailbox. Even the palm tree on the lawn.
Wow, they like that rainbow.
Out of Holiday, Florida, McDonald's McDouble burger was used as a weapon during a domestic attack, say cops. People throwing burgers at each other, okay. In Orlando, a Florida man tried to eat a stolen debit card.
Oh.
I don't have it.
Yeah, right.
Florida man caught using the stolen credit card of a dead man and was seen trying to eat the card to destroy the evidence before he was questioned by deputies.
Huh.
As a freak. Pee napkin prompts fight and domestic bust in Clearwater. Witnesses told officers they heard a woman screaming in a parking lot, and then two naked people came out of a car wrestling with each other over a pee napkin.
Oh.
Somebody peed and the other one did, and then they needed the napkin. I don't
what?
Know.
Yeah,
naked, I don't know.
Naked wrestling.
I don't know. Oh my God. And then finally, on Freaks from Florida, out of Melbourne, Florida, drunk Florida man peed all over the bedroom of a good Samaritan who gave him a place to stay.
See?
Maybe it was an accident.
No good deed goes unpunished.
A lot of naked, a lot of peeing going on in Florida. This Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. ComEd safety is ComEd's number one priority. To find tips about electric safety for your home and family, visit ComEd.com/safety. ComEd powering lives.